Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It's Muck and Fun Day, and man, it's unbelievable. It's the 21st day of December already, 2020. It's about to be 2021. Jesus, unbelievable. 2020, it's 12:04 Pacific time. The Word from the Trenches is hosted by myself, Henry Shively, and by my brother, John D., United States Marine Fighting Tyranny. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 and mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with JD and myself today. Well, it's currently 42 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 47 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And cold mornings and still getting very little moisture. Man, you better get with the program. I can't imagine what next. Well, we're going into hell anyway. It don't matter. Oh, good afternoon, John. How's the weather today out there in Nazi Jersey?
Well, good afternoon, Henry. I hope you and all our listeners had a good weekend. And right now, over here in our northeastern seaboard state of Nazi Jersey, at about 95 feet above sea level mean, we currently have 35 degrees, partly sunny skies, so that some of that stuff is starting to melt off, especially when the sun peeks out. Because, man, I tell you what, it's been lingering around a lot longer than I thought it was going to last, you know, for a little dusting here, because it really wasn't much. Stuff don't want to go away.
Wow, really? It's staying cold, huh?
Yeah. I mean, you know, well, a couple of nights we had it down easily down to 15 degrees, 14 degrees, so, you know, even when the sun comes up in the morning before the clouds move in, it takes a little while just to warm it up to the melting point, and it wasn't getting that chance, so it's still pretty much all out there, although today it's actually really starting to melt off for the first time.
Ours is pretty much melted off, but, and the sun's shining, actually. I can see over there out of the window. But anyway, goddamn the summer, I mean, goddamn the winter. Anyway, tomorrow, I think, is equinox, right? I mean, where we start getting the longer.
Yeah, I was going to ask you today or tomorrow, because typically it's around the 21st or the 22nd of, you know, every third month you run into the new season. And, of course, we get to the the solstice, winter,
yeah.
Solstice, right?
Yeah, correct.
So I think it's tonight is the shortest night, so I don't know which one they declared. I don't have a map up in front of me. But, you know, this is going to – it's today or tomorrow, that which means winter officially begins. And, well, we already have a little sample of winter right now.
Well, we used to, you know, have nice calendars. All the stores always gave you a calendar every year because you did business with them. And now we have to print them out. I mean, it's gotten so bad, the stores, they're not giving out the goddamn calendars for the year. So mine doesn't have the, you know, like the little dates and stuff written on it. It's just printed out calendars, so I know what day of the week it is. But I'm pretty sure it's tomorrow. It's the shortest day of the year. And then,
you might be right. I'll see if I can find it. But I remember when I used to get calendars when I was a kid. You know, it had all the holidays on there too, marked. And man, half them holidays, they don't even put them on the calendar that now. Like Columbus Day. Oh, God forbid you say that.
Oh no. And God damn it. The shot heard around the world, April 19th, Patriots Day. They removed that from the calendar 2 years ago, and it ain't been back under the day that this fucking country truly began. I mean, these communists think that they could. When they tell you that, you know, it's going to be a new normal. No, it ain't, you son of a bitches. I am not going to change how I live because you say so. You're going to have, it's going to be a different world because we're going to be gunfighting because we're not going to fucking take this goddamn shit.
What they're really trying to do is institute an old normal over there, you know, like communist China or Nazi Germany or over there in Soviet Russia. That was an old normal that they're trying to get on us now. They're trying to make us wear it like a bag over our head.
Oh, you bet. It's just, well, like when the pilgrims came over here, I mean, most of them came over as indentured slaves working for a company to begin with. But, I mean, that's what they were fleeing, was this fucking unbelievable fucking tyranny that we're living today. And I don't know.
Yeah, people don't realize that. They think they came over because they just had a sense of adventure. No, they were trying to escape the tyranny going over into the wilds where they knew there was this indigenous population of wild Indians that would cut them. And they still rather face that than live where they were.
Well, yeah, and they would. And they went into the wilderness. It's like Daniel Boone. He'd go into the wilderness and blaze the trails, but he wasn't, you know, he couldn't read and shit. So he'd make a settlement out there, build forts, you know, build a fucking town. And here would come, oh, here comes some royal from England has come. This is, the king has granted him this land. And, you know, there was many a fucking mountain man. You know, that's how they got into the wilderness. These guys didn't know how to read and write, but they told them if they would go into, like, when they crossed the Mississippi, you go over there and if you got the balls to go over there, where you might get ate by an Indian, well, you go over there and you blaze, whatever you blaze with that axe is your fucking land. And many, many, many of them did it. And, you know, that they just, to get away from the people. And to get away from what was, you know, building on the East Coast. As soon as they got here, they started their fucking corruption. But, you know, they would blaze the land and then, oh, it's coming, here coming. Well, you don't have no paperwork for that. I mean, they put the posters out, you know, like in the towns and stuff. You know, if you go out and they, you know, it was explained to them, you know, blazing a trail, you know, you take an axe and you blaze it. And these people went into the mountains, and I mean, they blazed huge sections. And like Daniel Boone, you know, then they put parties together to come in and try and settle it. But, you know, they were going to fight the Indians. They had to fight the Indians. They had to build forts. They'd have uprisings. They got killed, and the Indians got killed. And then once the land was settled, once it was safe to live there, and it was, you know, they had taken all the lumps and fucking, you know, under the guise that, oh, I can be free if I, you know, just get away from people. Well, here would come the noble lord. Now that land was granted to me by the king. I mean, this is another thing.
Then would come in stage left would be the nobles, their lawyers, and their admiralty courts.
You're goddamn right. That's exactly what happened. And they did it across this country, the illusion of freedom, so that we would go and fight the Indians and take the fucking land away from them. And then once all the resources were brought to bear, wow, God, you're just a bunch of going fucking slaves. You don't own shit. You don't have freedom. You don't have liberty. Get in fucking line. Put that fucking mask on, boy. But we know how it stops people. We're, like I said, we got another week's worth of this shit for you. And we're going to start right in just a second here with $15 billion for airlines, corporate meal tax breaks, and other pork. What's inside the $900 billion stimulus bill? Another fucking stimulus bill. You know,
Henry, they are going to give us a really tiny, tiny crumb out of it. Aren't we supposed to be happy with that?
Well, John, I'm not. And you know, I think they're going to delay it long enough.
Oh, you're just one of them agitator slaves, aren't you? You're just not happy no matter what crumb they throw at you.
I want the whole cake because it's my fucking cake, and I'll throw the crumbs out.
Fuck that. I want the cake. I want the platter it's on. I want the table, the chair set, and the fucking house I'm sitting in that room eating at.
Yep, I agree. And we'll jump into this. And we'll return. We'll return in just a minute.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
And John D. Yay. Right on. You know, what everybody's, you got to remember is they're borrowing this goddamn money. There ain't like there's some money they can go and there's a rainy day account and they're dipping into it for these billions and trillions of fucking dollars that they're handing these companies, just like they did in 2008. That's what blows my ass away. They're just doing the same thing they did in 2008.
They're not borrowing it from us. They print it up, they spend it, and then they say, oh, by the way, that's what you owe us.
Uh-huh, exactly correct, man. But, I mean, but, how people keep accepting it, and, you know, that like this this idea that, you know, that I seen this universal fucking, what, the universal income thing. Now, goddamn it, people.
UBI, universal basic income, yeah.
Yeah. Before there can be wealth, it has to be created. You can't just type down, oh, I'm rich today, I don't have this much money, and it just happens. That is not how it
works. Oh, no, Henry, that's the basis of MMT, modern monetary theory. You just print up the wealth.
Yeah, exactly. What's your point? Well, you're not printing up wealth, you're printing up fucking debt. And, you know, just...
Well, that's it, because it's not wealth.
Exactly. Well, let's look at this shit here. A stimulus bill. This is from Zero Hedge. It was sent in by Katie for discussion. I'm from the trenchesworldreport.com. Direct payments of $600 to most Americans.
Oh, Henry, I'm feeling that, man. Ooh, $600. That's going to last me about 8 fucking minutes.
Oh, yeah. Now little Jimmy can have his operation. Yeah.
He can have his legs sewn back on
there
now.
There you
finally.
Go, man. $600 per adult, $600 per child. The amounts decrease for individuals with more than $75,000 in income and $150,000 for couples. $300 per week in enhanced unemployment benefits through March, expiring programs for gig workers and the long-term unemployed also continue. Now, the thing is, we've talked about it 100 times. You just can't keep making something out of nothing. You've already called it. We couldn't pay $1 trillion debt off. All of this is total fucking fraud. And you know, we're in the end game of the fraud where they want to take total control of the goddamn, of the planet and begin the exterminations. That's what we're looking at. I mean, they're making no bones about
Henry,
it.
Well, they have started. Well, they've got the lockdown in full effect, and they have started the extermination program already. They're going around with this COVID-19, starting the mass inoculation of whole populations.
Yeah, I got the next story following up, talking about 3,100 injuries so far in the first week. But let's go ahead and finish this here. $284 billion for the Paycheck Protection Program and provides grants, forgives loans to small businesses, arguably the most successful and also most abused program of the CARES Act. This represents the bulk of the $325 billion the bill puts towards small businesses. And what happened with the last one? All the big businesses fucking, they took every goddamn nickel of it. And not to mention, if you're going to give out goddamn money across this country, because the fucking what is, you say there's a pandemic and everybody, fuck, the people are broke out here. The people can't fucking work. But why? Because, I mean, I seen this one guy, they were talking, this poor business owner. Now, he was there and he had already lost 7 of his fucking restaurants, and the other 4 are in danger. Now, this motherfucker's on a par with me as far as fucking poverty and as far as need. I mean, you have 7 fucking restaurants, you can go through bankruptcy and come out the other end of it with $1 million in your fucking pocket. Now, if you're going to hand fucking money out, which you shouldn't be doing, everything should be coming to the people because it's our property. But if you're going to hand money out, in one person, I mean, gets fucking this much money just because he owns fucking more. I mean, you think about it. The guy who owns nothing, he's going to get $600. The guy who owns 7 fucking businesses, he's going to get a fucking 100, you know, 100 million or what might have you. 10 or 12 million. Or what, like Joel Osteen, 3.2 $1 million, and he makes $4.4 million a year. This is all just more corporate fucking scam. This is more shifting the fucking wealth of this country. $600 fucking, that's just enough to... What's going to happen to most of that, to the honest people? They're so far behind on their rent. I mean, their fucking jobs are gone. They're going to take that money, and they're going to turn around, and who are they going to hand that to? They're going to hand it to the fucking landlord. They're going to hand it to the fucking grocery store. It all goes back to industry. It's just a glorified way of fucking giving slave fodder. If you're going to, I mean, how can they call this a country of equality when this, when one person who owns seven fucking restaurants gets millions, and then the individual who owns nothing gets $600 fucking? I guess that's corporate welfare, taking the lead over. I mean, they're so worried about somebody getting some money for some goddamn food or housing. But I mean, when it comes, I never really thought about the corporate welfare and how much they fucking get. You know, I'd looked at the fucking farm bill. You know, every year the farmers, he just got through giving them like $280 million fucking to the farmers. Why do these, when you can't separate the people and say, you're going to get, we're going to give you this big bunch of money and you this money and you little guys there with the less you got, the less you're going to get is what it comes down to. Like the guy who, you know, when they came on talking about, I'm thinking this guy's trying to save his restaurant. You know, I own seven restaurants. I've already lost three of them and I got to have this PPP. For to save the other four, and they talking this that they're not even using those PPPs for fucking to keep nobody on the payroll because they got plenty of fucking foreigners to take those goddamn jobs. They're using them to pay the goddamn, you know, their fucking expenses, their goddamn rent and what might have you. When they open back up, well, get in line and put your fucking application in that great big stack. And I'll tell you who's going to get the fucking job is the goddamn foreigner that'll work it for fucking less than you will. And because they don't have to pay no benefits. Anyway, here's what it's all going for. $82 billion for education. The education system's shut down, ain't it? I mean, the kids aren't going to school. Why do we need to put $82 billion for education? For the janitors to keep the floors clean in those empty fucking schools? Education includes $54.3 billion for K-12 schools and $22 billion for colleges. Governors would get $4.05 billion to spend on education aid at their discretion. For for-profit colleges would get $908 million for grants to students and others. Other $1.7 billion would set aside for historical black colleges, tribal colleges, minority service institutions. $10 billion. We got people starving in the streets here. $10 billion for child care. $15 billion in grants for theater operators and owners of small performance venues. $25 billion in retail assistance and extension of the moratorium on eviction. So that's all going to go to the cabals that have set up these that's what they do. The Californians, when they came here, they bought all the rental properties and they sent up properties and they set up cabals. And then they had, landlord tenant laws written that, I mean, it makes them fucking, if you owe a fucking power bill in another town, somebody, they can do that. Oh, it's going to show up on your application. You have to pay that. You have to go pay that power bill in another jurisdiction or you can't rent in this fucking jurisdiction. These fucking corporate son of a bitches they think they're the ruling class people. Now when they're getting their asses fucking handed to them and they're getting their stores closed down, they'll come out and try to act like they're us. But like I said, the bottom line here is, if you're gonna fucking hand out fucking, I don't care if it's $900 billion, equally to each fucking person, why does the person with the least get the least, and the person with the most get the most? Would somebody explain that to me? Unless there's some kind of corporate welfare fucking international criminal cabal going on here? In the first place, you do not have the authority to tax the people to take this fucking money. In the second place, you never had the authority to allocate it because you're a fucking corporation, unlawfully, fucking chartered in the United States of America to replace the fucking republic, which is high fucking treason. You deserve a fucking rope around your neck, and that's what your fucking, that's what your payday is going to be. Of course, as with the fiscal stimulus that is nearly $1 trillion, there will be lots of pork and other shady components thrown into the bill. One such questionable kicker is this $15 billion in payroll assistance to airlines, to people. Most of the people in this country won't go on an airline or can't go on an airline because you're not going to have somebody looking up your fucking ass. I don't want $15 billion going to fucking help the fucking airlines. They're filthy fucking rich. This is all this is. 90.9% of this fucking money will go to the filthy fucking rich who do not need it. They just want their pile bigger because it takes away from the fucking poor and makes the poor more susceptible to their fucking false, phony fucking authority coming from pencil neck spineless little pricks in fucking Washington DC and every state capital. We need to wipe these fuckers out. If they're gonna, you know, they're talking about the employers. Yeah, the employers, they can order you to get a shot. Let them do it. And then go, you know, pay them fuckers a visit. Get them out. Let them start finding them in the fucking dumpsters. They do not have no goddamn jurisdictional authority over we the people. And if they, and that's what they've been exercising for fucking about 6 fucking 8 months going on now. It's fucking jurisdictional authority that cannot exist, that is in violation of the law. Start enforcing the fucking law. This asshole wants to come in and tell you he can fucking, you either take a shot for my insurance company and for my license if, as a fucking a vendor for the fucking state, as a fucking agent of the state, or you ain't going to be working. Well, I might not be working, but then I got some time on my hands, don't I? And when these fuckers start getting pounded into the goddamn street and start getting what they need, we better put some fucking fear into these son of a bitches. They're just going to keep, I'm telling you, they're just going to keep pressing and pressing. That's why they're holding up this thing and playing this fucking game with this stimulus thing. It'll come down to you, even if you're going to get that $600, you're going to take a shot first. You're going to take a shot because the government's going to use, he's going to take a fucking pistol and he's going to put it to John's head, take John's money, and then fucking bring, use that money to try to compel me to fucking surrender my fucking goddamn, rights under the Bill of Fucking Rights in order to fucking, so, as a coercive act if I don't want to starve. That's what you're seeing here. These motherfuckers do not have authority over us and everything we're letting, all of this, we're just letting it happen, people. As long as we keep letting it happen, as long as they ain't getting hurt, they gotta start getting hurt. And they gotta fart, I mean, they gotta start getting, just step out of the alley and whop the fuck out of them. They gotta start feeling some fucking pain, or why shouldn't they stop? Their corporate welfare is going on through. They're gonna come through and save the ones, I mean, as far as the small businesses getting knocked out, well, you're a good old boy, Mason. I guarantee you your goddamn check's already in the fucking mail, just like with the goddamn Social Security. If you're a good old boy, Mason, go down and a doctor writes a goddamn slip for you and you can have a, SSI check coming to you and you can start a business the next fucking day. If you're fucking really fucking injured and you're a poor son of a bitch, well, it's going to take years, years of litigation. But the fucking Mason can go down there to his Masonic brother that's the fucking doctor. He just writes a note, and next month that guy's got a fucking check in the fucking mail. This fucking shit has to stop. This is not equality. This is fucking a goddamn monarchy, and it's getting worse every day with the aristocracy separating itself into different social classes higher and higher and higher. No more. No fucking more, people. They're gonna keep on claiming authority over you until you are fucking, until you accept it. It's just like when they started with the driver's license. The driver's license is e-fucking legal. I do not need the permission of the government to travel freely across this fucking country. I paid to build the fucking roads. They belong to me. And I don't need your goddamn permission. I don't need your goddamn permission to buy a gun. I don't have to pay for you to check me out and say, it's okay. Oh, okay, you can have a gun. Fuck you. You do not have the authority. You are a fucking occupying force and your fucking asses are going. You can keep fucking around like this, but sooner or later, those guns are going to go off. People can only take so much. They will bear that fucking tyranny as long as it's bearable, but it's becoming unbearable more every fucking day. Federal agency says employees can require workers to get COVID-19 vaccine. No, you fucking can't. But they're going to do it. Make no mistake, they're going to do it. And the law, even in their admiralty law, they can't do it. It's, they're talking about here, this isn't the same as an examination, you know, or what might have you. It is a medical procedure to get a shot. By definition. You can't put, I mean, why don't you just say, I can give you a shot of fucking mercury. If you want a job, you gotta let me give you a shot of mercury. Fuck you. And the ones that go along with us are the ones that need to be found beat out in the fucking streets or in a fucking garbage can or in a fucking ditch. And if they go along with this fucking shit and start firing people and hiring Mexicans that'll take that fucking shot, they need to be dealt with in a hard fucking way, and they need to be dealt with quickly. Anyway, this is From the Hill. It was sent in by Misty for a discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. A key federal agency said this week that employers can legally require workers to get COVID-19 vaccines. Legally, your legal fucking ease. You wrote it down on a piece of paper, and so you say it's so. Well, I got another piece of paper. It's got 10 fucking articles on it. It was ratified by the fucking people's representatives in 1791, December 15th. And it says you can fucking not fucking take my liberty without due process of the law. See, that's what this always comes down to, people. No due process of the law. You say I have to, I say I don't. You want to fire me? I'm supposed to be able to take your goddamn ass into a court. Because you, like I said, you can't tell me I got to kiss your ass or suck your dick or do anything else, you motherfucker. But you want to keep your corporate, see, this is all corporate welfare. This $900 billion, 99.9% is going straight to the fucking corporations. To the fucking good old boy fucking Masons. Who only ones that have 7 fucking restaurants, 7 fucking stores. And you're fucking crying. Oh, and they were the ones that didn't want the poor fucking son of a bitch who has nothing to even get the $600 fucking. You owe them damn welfare people. They ain't like me. They don't own 7 fucking businesses, but I should get a big old hunk of money because I own 7 businesses. You're a fucking welfare, fucking ass-sucking welfare piece of shit is what you are. You're nothing special. You thought you owned something. The fucking government's taught you some fucking lessons, haven't they? I guess the government owns your fucking business. And you have gone along with them and in fact to the point of committing high fucking treason by telling people they have to wear a fucking mask when you have no jurisdictional authority, no due process of the law. You think you're gonna do this without due process of the law? That's what we killed them for at fucking Lexington and Concord. You ain't taking nothing from us. And the people better get fucking mean about it. You better get mean about it like your grandfathers got mean when they tried to take their fucking jobs, bring fucking foreigners over here and fucking scabs to try to drive the wages down so that the Americans could dig out their own fucking resources that they ain't getting paid for, that are being taken from them without due process of the law. And they would fucking stand and fight. At least they fought. Need to see some more fucking fighting going on here. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Shiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Oh, people, why don't you come in here and let
let me talk to you a while. That's right, step right up and listen to a concerned citizen speak his piece. I tell you a little something that my daddy told me. The basic fundamentals if you want to be free. 'Cause son, there's something wrong internally. So if you want some freedom, son, don't want your country to be overrun. You got to keep America number one. My daddy told me, son, don't ever take your gun. That's what they're trying to do. Son, don't let them take your gun. They're taking your Bill of Rights away from you.
My daddy said, son, don't let them take your gun.
That's what they're trying to do.
Son, don't let them take your gun.
Don't let them take your gun away from you.
Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and get that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 1237 Pacific Time. And that, of course, was Grand Funk Railroad, and it, you know, is the beginning, a concerned citizen. This is our fucking problem. The people don't know who the fuck they are. You're not a goddamn citizen. You are a fucking national. As a 14th Amendment citizen, you're a subject, if that's what you want to be. But you should at least understand the difference. And then I am fucking constitutional rights. Constitution. It's not, they're not constitutional rights. The Bill of Rights was constructed and fucking ratified separate from that goddamn Constitution. It was just supposed to be put there as a preamble to remind them of the fucking authority of we the people, the absolute authority, and the separation from our government. That government served us. It did not rule us. But the Muck, I want my constitutional rights. Well, which constitutional rights you want? You want your goddamn Commerce Clause right? You know, where they can fucking get in, take your fucking money on the side of the road under the fucking bills they've passed under that and the general welfare cause, where they can fucking violate the fifth article right and take your fucking property right on the side of the road, no charge, no nothing. Is that what you want? Why can't you say Bill of Fucking Rights? Man, the people that fucking work to get that for you, I gotta believe they're just fucking sitting there sickening about it. And every time I hear democracy, this ain't no fucking democracy. I mean, that's the most basic one everybody should be refusing. But they'll sit there like fucking up the morons they are. That goofy look on their face. Yeah, we gotta, this is the greatest democracy ever. This is not a fucking democracy. Democracies destroy themselves. We were warned at every fucking goddamn juncture about a goddamn democracy. They might be, they've run in this communism, calling it progressivism and fucking, as democracy. Fuck, this ain't democracy. It's a fucking republic. That's what it was founded as. It became an occupied republic when they fucking created the fucking Washington D.C. and the corporation. It became a fucking democracy, a fucking corporate dictatorship, a monarchy, when the first Congress created the Office of Attorney General, which in 1791, when the fucking Ninth Article took effect, that disappeared. There's not supposed to be no Attorney General. These cocksuckers aren't supposed to have any authority over us unless they go into their private capacity as fiduciary officers of the fucking, under the original Constitution. We're servants to us. And that's all they could ever be. The only way they could ever come at us any other way is to step out of the government as an individual and come at us in the fucking common law courts, which they've gotten rid of. So that means there is no fucking law to protect you. Hence, there is no law to protect them. And they know it. They can't inflict their jurisdiction upon us because it's a fucking fraud. And people are calling them on it. But then we can't fucking punish them. We sit there and watch them. We read about their crimes daily. And we can't try them and convict them and fucking punish them as the fucking true rulers, the true jurisdiction of this country, the people. We can't prosecute. We can't. Our first article, the fucking redress to grievance, is gone. They're telling you no. That whether we just can't, there ain't no court like Trump. You know all this evidence, and they're saying that he hasn't presented any evidence to anybody. Well, no, if the court won't allow it in, but see, that's not our courts. That's the administrative admiralty. The courts that are a violation of the law just in their fucking existence. It was never supposed to come past where the water ebbed and flowed. It's merchant fucking law. It's international merchant fucking law. And it is not, and the Bill of Rights is the superior law that says they cannot exercise it upon us and they cannot subjugate us under it. But we have to fucking enforce that law because they're not gonna, because they want to subjugate us. They want to enslave us. They want somebody to kowtow. They want a man that's fucking 6'4" and fucking 200 pounds in his prime could fucking whip a fucking bear to fucking kneel at the foot of a fucking 4-foot Chinaman and kowtow. You gonna fucking do it? Or are you gonna take that fucker's head off with your bare fucking hands? This shit has to stop. It is intolerable. It's time for the tactical report. So I'm gonna turn the mic over to John. It's all yours, brother.
Okay, Henry. Thank you very much as always. All right, let me dial this down a little bit. Okay, let me get moving here. I'm John D. U.S. Marine Fighting Tyranny. This is the Tactical Report. It is December 21st, 2020, 1543 Eastern Daylight Time. That's 343 to all you civilians out there. And to all the retards who think if the courts could just see the evidence, they'll fix everything. For all you idiots, Mickey's little hand is past the three, and his big hand is pointing towards the thing. Well, actually, it's just past the thing that looks like a little snowman. All right, let's get moving. In our word etymology, of course, Monday comes from the Scandinavian Norse gods, Manny, the goddess of the moon, and yes, I'd like to moon them all, and from which they got Manny's Day, and from which our country got Monday, and here on From the Trenches, we've got Muck and Funday, or Manic Monday, because remember, the definition of manic is people who also experience a psychosis, including hallucination, delusions, which indicate a separation from reality. And let me tell you, there's a lot of people out there who are really separated from reality. No question about that. All right. Let's do a quick flyover of this con called the financial markets and see where things stand. Gold is at $1,876 an ounce. Silver, $26.13 an ounce. When we scroll down here, we take a quick look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It is up, almost 23 points at 30,202. Oh, happy days. Everything has to be great. The Dow's over 30,000. Happy times are back. U.S. dollar index is at about 90%, and crude oil is down $1.31 at $47.79 on the New York spot market. Over in that gambling device called cryptocurrencies, we've got Bitcoin. It's down over 500 bucks at $22,854. Ethereum is down $27 at $610, and Litecoin is down 11 bucks at $103. All right, I wanted to just cover that quick. Let's get going over here. Oh, I wanted to mention this. I guess I'll have to bring it up. Let me see if I can type this up real quick. I just want to mention these headlines because they were phenomenal. I was actually reading them over the weekend. Let me see if this will pop up. All right, that might take a while because my screen is just really overloaded. All right, so let's get back here. All right, now, remember I'm talking about Bitcoin, and there's nothing to it. I mean, at least with a piece of this, piece of paper that's called the dollar, whether it's a 5 or 10 on it, doesn't matter, because it's all fraud, it's a con, it's an instrument of debt. What people call the U.S. dollar is not a U.S. dollar. It's not created by the federal government, although we may print it and cover the cost of it. It actually gets created by the Federal Reserve, and of course the Federal Reserve is nothing more than the international banking cartel of the communists, and they installed it in this country for the purpose of communism. That's what the Federal Reserve's there for. It's not an agency of the government. Government doesn't own it. In fact, it's a private corporation. Now, they issue this thing called the dollar. It's not the dollar. It's a Federal Reserve note. But at least when that does become absolutely worthless, you will have a piece of paper to wipe your ass with. At least you got that much out of the deal. But with them cryptocurrencies, you know, it exists in cyberspace. You know what you get when they go to zero? That's right. Nothing. You don't even get the paper to wipe your ass with. So while it's up there in value right now, because it is speculation. Now, this reminds me, and I've mentioned it before, about what was called the Great Tulip Mania. Back there in the Netherlands in the 1600s, in fact, in February of 1637, when the price of a single tulip bulb. Now, remember, a tulip is a flower. That's it. It's a flower. Now, it's rather exotic looking, some of them. Some of them are more exotic looking than the others. But in the end, it's a fucking flower. And some of them bulbs were getting the equivalent over $1 million back then. And they had just gone on a rampage. And the Bitcoin reminds me of that. Now, what eventually led to the downfall of it, when nobody was ever sure, they just said one day the traders came in and nobody showed up for the auction. And so the price crashed. And then, of course, that set off a wave of defaults because they had their version of future contracts and purchasing contracts back then. There was a wave of defaults. And so the tulip market collapsed. What you never really see, though, what they never mention is back then there was also an outbreak of bubonic plague going on. And right there where these trade guilds are, where the trading was going on, there was rumors that the bubonic plague was there, so nobody showed up. And that seems to be more the driving force than anything else. Now, I'm going to bet you, if people weren't worried about actually getting the bubonic plague, because that was a real plague, that did happen, and it didn't just die away after 1348, 1349, when it rampaged through Italy and then got into the rest of Europe. It didn't just go away in a couple of years. It actually popped up periodically decades and even centuries later, such as here in the Netherlands. Now, I don't know if it was the same one that was the Black Death, but it was a real concern. Now, if that had not happened, I'm willing to bet that the price of a tulip bulb would have been gone even higher. I bet you those idiot speculators would have come in, and they would have bid the price up to the equivalent of 1.5 million, 2 million, 2.5 million, maybe 3 million. Who the hell knows? Because in the end, it's just a fucking flower, so there is no way to justify that kind of price. Now, what was interesting is in the article, if you go up into Commipedia, also called Wikipedia, under the heading of Tulip Mania, and they talk about this. But they also talk about what were some of the prices that they were getting for it back then. Let me see if I can find that again real quick. It's just interesting how absolutely insane these prices became. It's considered one of the first great speculative bubbles in human history. I don't know if that's true, but it certainly is one of the first and certainly one of the biggest, because very rarely do investment opportunities get hyperinflated like this to a point of complete and absolute absurdity, unless, of course, we're talking about cryptocurrencies, because now that is the new tulip mania for sure. Now, it talked about, let me see here, Oh, yeah. The average person back then might have made about 200, maybe 300 florins for a year. And that was their money, the florins. The florin was also the equivalent of a guilder. Almost the same thing, kind of comparable to our dollar. So average person back then made about 300 florins. A tulip bulb, some of these bulbs were selling for over 100,000 florins. And I did a quick calculation using some of their numbers for what was the average and all that. And some of these tulips, one bulb, one flower bulb, was getting the equivalent of what would have taken somebody 300 years of labor to get the money for to go buy. Now, if that's not tulip mania, I don't know what is. But you got the same thing going on in cryptocurrencies right now. You've got the mania going on. I saw an interesting article over the weekend where J.P. Morgan, of course, stepped in, the authoritative source, and they said they expect that cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin may go as high as $400,000, $500,000, maybe even $1 million. So, people, we are right back to tulip mania. All right, I just want to mention that because I was doing a little reading about that, and I thought it was pretty interesting, especially when you look at the magnitude of how much money people were willing to risk on this. And in the end, as far as the tulip mania went, the only asset was really a flower bulb. That's it. It was a fucking flower. That's it. But with the cryptocurrencies, you don't even get the flower. You get nothing. All right, let's go on. I talked to you about the financial report over in Activist Post. It says, alarming developments in GLD ETF reaffirm need to own physical gold. Now, GLD is the name of an ETF, which is an exchange-traded fund. And this is something you could put your money into, and it's supposed to have gold as the backing asset, hence the GLD. But it turns out these people are way, way over-leveraged, meaning if there's a collapse or suddenly everyone starts claiming the gold that they supposedly owed in this GLD fund, guess what? It's a game of musical chairs. You got 100 people walking around the chairs, and there's only going to be two chairs when the music stops. So 98 people are going to get fucked. And that's what's going to happen here. And that's why it says if you're going to invest in gold, and this goes for silver or any other hard asset, I don't care what it is, you better have it in your hand, because if you don't, well, then by definition, it's not in your hand. And when the music stops, who knows if you're ever going to be able to get it. And I mention that because we are going to go into a condition where the money is going to become more and more worthless each passing day. Now, right now, it's happening very incrementally. You can't really notice it, but it is going to accelerate that depreciation of the Federal Reserve note because of this hyperprinting. Now, Henry talked about the bailout that they're coming out with, the new one, another $1 trillion or just about. But guess what? By the time it gets into the marketplace, that $1 trillion that they're going to create, poof, out of nothingness, and then the commercial banks get a hold of it, well, that's going to turn into $1.5 trillion, $2 trillion, $2.5 trillion, $3 trillion is going to be added to the monetary base. That is the definition of hyperinflation. What is the consequence? The devaluation or loss of purchasing power of that stuff you call money, the U.S. dollar, which is not a U.S. dollar. It's a Federal Reserve note, which is nothing more than a certificate of enslavement created by the international Zionist Jews, also called communists or Bolsheviks. When you get caught holding the bag with that, well, then you deserve it because you've been warned. Going on. Let's talk about some other crimes going on and where the real crimes are. Now, you've heard me talk about Stalin in 1937, 1938, 1939 with the Red Wave of Terror, where he massacred tens of millions of Russians. And this was done by the Bolsheviks, by the Jews, to what was mostly Christians. In fact, as far as I could tell, it was almost all Christians. In fact, I didn't find a single case in any of the literature I've ever read on the Red Reign of Terror where any Jews were killed. Not one. It was all Christians or any other religion, but no, not a single Jew is on record as having been killed in that Red Reign of Terror. Now, we're going to have the equivalent. We do have the equivalent here, and we call it the Blue Reign of Terror, because remember, in Stalin's time, who went out there and committed those massacres? That's right, their so-called law enforcement, or what was their version of it. Just like in Mao Zedong's China, when he starved nearly 100 million Chinese to death. Who did that? Who enforced all that? That's right, that was their version of law enforcement. And who's going to do it here? That's right, our version of the law enforcement, because they are your oppressors and your present and future executioners. That's their job. Now, let's see what this says over here in Blacklisted News. Let's talk about them a little bit. It says U.S. police have stolen $68 billion in the last 20 years from American citizens without due process. And that's the stuff that we could find out about. Remember, a lot of these asset forfeitures that they engage in, sometimes they hide them. They're not required to make public disclosures about it. So this is the stuff that they did make public disclosures about it, or this researcher was able to at least confirm it or get a number somewhere. But there's a lot of stuff they steal that there is no public admission or disclosure for. So I guarantee you, this $68 billion number stolen by police from Americans over the last 20 years is actually much, much bigger. Going on. Says the Nonprofit Institute for Justice has just released the third edition of its Policing for Profit Report, examining the abuses of civil asset forfeiture by local police across the United States. According to their data, local police departments have seized more than $68 billion worth of personal property without due process, and I do believe you've heard Henry mention that at least once or twice, over the last 20 years. In fact, since 2014, police have been stealing more than actual burglars. And most of them came from people who haven't been convicted of any crime. Civil forfeiture allows police to... No, it doesn't allow it. They just do it. Now, I like this. This is a misnomer. No, they're not allowed to do it. It's called a crime. When they seize people's property like that without due process, that's the crime. Civil forfeiture allows police to seize property on the mere suspicion that it is involved in criminal activity. Now, what could be the basis of their suspicion? They came over and just say, I suspect that's stolen. And that's it. That's all they have to do. They don't have to have any underlying fact, statement, or near fact or statement to support that statement. All they have to say is what we suspected it was used in criminal activity. That's it. They don't have to support it in any other way. Oops, now we can seize it, which is exactly what they've been doing. And I say this because you damn well get your finger on that trigger, because some of the first people you're going to have to put down are these oppressors, are your present and future executioners called fucking police. They're not police. These are the mass murderers that are going to be expected to kill a majority of Americans when they stop going along with this fucking tyranny. That's why they're there. That's what they get paid for. Going on. Over in the Free Thought Project. 34 police departments kill citizens at higher rates than the U.S. murder rate. Well, isn't that exactly what you would expect during a blue reign of terror? Yes, it is. It's exactly what's going on. Remember, the police are the biggest mass murdering organization in this country right now. Not the criminals, not the mafia, not even the fucking Chinese. It's the police, people. And they ain't here to protect you. They're here to protect their own jobs, their own wealth, and their own little criminal empires that they build under the guise of protecting the people. Serve and protect. Or as the Simpsons would say, to sever and protect. Going on. Let's talk about some more fraud over in Natural News. Wisconsin election commissioners reveal Trump lost the state due to fraud and irregularities. In other words, he's stating This was a criminal act. The whole voting election that occurred in Wisconsin was an act of criminality. Well, in fact, it occurred in virtually every state across the country, much less the swing states, but every state. Remember, and you've heard me say it, the United States of America is now the largest crime scene in human history. The entire country is a crime scene because the entire election process was a criminal act. Literally. But I like this. At least the election commissioner has come out and said, now again, I don't give a rat's ass about Trump. He's nothing more than another fucking pedophile, two-bit self-preening peacock that wants his billions of dollars, and if he's got to fuck over every American to do that, he's just as happy to do that as compared to if the Jews just hand it to him. He doesn't give a rat's ass about you. He never will. He never has. All he cares about is putting on a little bit of a dog and pony, make America great again. No, what he wants is for you to make Donald Trump's bank account great again. That's what he wants. I'm just happy that the nature, the magnitude of these crimes that have been occurring for a long time are just getting out into the public domain. That's what makes me happy. Now, what are they going to do about it? Probably nothing. Going on over in the Washington Examiner. Peter Navarro releases 36-page report alleging election fraud, quote, more than sufficient to swing victory to Trump. Yeah, we know about that. In fact, remember, they keep trying to say that Biden has taken more votes than any other guy in American history for a Democrat. Meanwhile, it's mathematically impossible when you look at the numbers because that requires that more people voted than actually voted. Can't happen. Got a mathematical impossibility there. Now, I mentioned the Navarro report because you're going to be hearing more about that in the coming days, in the coming weeks, over in the mass stupid media or the mass shill media. They're going to be mentioning it because they're going to try and denounce it, discredit it. Now, coming up, over in the Gateway Pundit, President Trump calls for protest in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, says, be there. We'll be wild. Now, of course, they're calling for them peaceful protests, and we had the video up there of old Alex Zionist Jones, that fucking two-bit chill piece of shit, talking about how we're going to have peaceful protests in Washington, you know, demanding that the election fraud be addressed. Well, I'll tell you what, if you go to any fucking of these protests, for a peaceful protest, you've already lost because you're going against Bolsheviks, against Zionists, against psychopaths. These people only understand one thing and one thing only, and that's extreme life-terminating violence. Because remember, they ain't stepping down because you caught them. They're never going to say, you're right, Pelosi's going to get up there and Schumer and all those other fucking pieces of garbage. And they're just going to say to the American people, yeah, you're right. You caught us. We concede. We give in. We won't do it again. We promise. We're really bad people. We made a mistake. Bad judgment. We won't do it again. You're fucking insane if you think something like that's going to happen. You're more insane than they are if you think something like that's going to happen. They only understand one thing, violence. And they're going to use violence to get whatever they want, so you damn well better go to a gunfight with a gun. Because the way they wanted, the way they're telling you to come on down to this peaceful Washington, D.C. Protest, they're telling you, come on down to a gunfight, but just bring a spork. Don't bring anything that you can actually fight with. You already lost. Before you even left your house, you lost. Going on. Now, remember, their objective is fear. It's always about the fear. They got to keep the fear pumped up because that's one of the ways they maintain control. It's fucking fear, people. And I love this again. They're back to this over on RT, Russia Today. NASA warns 3 asteroids heading towards Earth. And, of course, it also goes on to say, as Japan prepares for next mission to nearby space rock. But notice how they've been pumping this up lately. The asteroids are coming. Oh, my God. One flew by the Earth. It flew by. I fell on the floor and shit my pants. I was so scared. I thought it was going to be the end of all humanity. No, people, it's about the fear tactic, period. Now, if this one's not enough for you, how about this one? I like this. London in a state of panic. Because that's how they do it, people. It says Boris Johnson is deliberately trying to destroy the British economy. No, he's not, and this is over in Investment Watch. No, it's the Zionist Jews, the Bolsheviks, who are orchestrating this global scamdemic. But they're blaming Boris Johnson for it. He says he's trying to destroy the British economy so he can build back better, following the course of Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab. I'm going to call him Klaus Schwab, and he's over there from the World Economic Forum. The objective is plainly to destroy as much employment as possible, and that will then push the people into accepting the New World Order, for they will starve to death if they do not accept these payments of guaranteed basic income. Now, they're calling it GBI, apparently, but it's also called UBI, Universal Basic Income. His offer to retrain people is proof he absolutely knows what he's doing, destroy the economy to make it green, that's nonsense, without ever allowing people to vote on such a major change. Now, I mention this because I really thought they were going to talk more about the current scare going on over there in Britain, especially in London, that there is now, remember COVID? Oh, COVID-19, look, the world's been shut down for it. Well, apparently now there's Son of COVID. Remember Godzilla or Jaws, and there was Son of Jaws, and now there's Godzilla, Son of Godzilla? Well, it looks like we've got Son of COVID-19, and it's bigger, better than its parent. It's more lethal. Why, it's going to come in. It's going to crush cities. It's going to crush your car even though it's just a virus. Supposedly, remember, this virus doesn't exist, by the way, but it's going to come and it's going to crush your car, you know, the one you're not done making payments on yet. Yes, people, it's about the fear. You're supposed to fall on the floor, pull in the fetal position, and shit your drawers like a three-year-old with a bad case of diarrhea, because it's about the fear. Now, I was looking over, I don't have the article in front of me, but I was looking at some of the articles this weekend. People were trying to, get out of London in mass, so bad that they brought in the police. I think they brought in the military, and they were trying to corral people, trying to keep them in the city, not letting them get out, let them leave the city, because in the cities they control them. Once they get out into the suburbs, into the countryside, that's a lot harder to do. So I thought that was interesting, that as soon as they announced they were going to go into a more draconian, and that's their word, draconian, COVID-19 lockdown, or the Son of COVID-19 lockdown, immediately, they think they called it a tier 4 lockdown or something like that. People were trying to leave, they were trying to make a mass exodus out of the city of London, and they were basically trying to stop them from doing that. Now let's talk about COVID-19 a little bit more, and maybe some of the people who are actually working on it and trying to show it's a complete scam. Over in Cryptogon, it was also in Russia Today, and also over in Sputnik. Russian scientist working on COVID-19 vaccine plummets to death in St. Petersburg. So here's another one of these virologists, these microbiologists who was working on it, and he found out it was a complete scam, and wow, he suddenly felt very suicide-y. It was also over in New York Post. A prominent Russian scientist who worked on COVID-19 vaccine was found dead with a stab wound after plummeting out his window in St. Petersburg. Alexander Sasha Kagansky, 45, was in his underwear when he fell to his death from his 14th floor apartment, according to the Russian newspaper. The scientist also suffered a stab wound, police said, because, of course, he stabbed himself on the way down as he was falling, because, you know, I'm sure he felt that falling from the 14th floor might not kill him, so he was probably stabbing himself on the way down to make sure he would be dead. Police believe there was a scuffle before Kagansky fell from the building, reports said. Well, Russian police said they're investigating. Yes, I'm sure they are. I'm sure they'll determine it was just another suicide. Now, let's talk about the mass culling they are starting. Now, they have started the mass distribution of the COVID-19 vaccine. Remember, COVID-19 doesn't exist. The vaccine is not for your health. The vaccine is there to kill you. And if it doesn't kill you right away, well, one of the diseases it is going to cause will get you later. Let's see what they're doing in Germany over in RT, Russia Today. Germany to start coronavirus vaccination in elderly care homes on December 27th. Says German authorities will begin administering the first vaccines on Sunday, the health minister has said, after Europe's medicines regulator on Monday approved the use of the COVID-19 vaccine developed by Pfizer and BioNTech. Now remember, they spent a good 8 to 12 weeks developing this, so what could possibly be wrong when the normal time span takes 8 to 12 years? Berlin welcomes the approval of the vaccine by the European Medicines Agency. Health Minister Jens Spahn said on Monday, describing the move as a milestone in the fight against the coronavirus pandemic. No, it's a milestone against the human population, because their job is to get rid of us. And one of the best ways to do it is under the guise of a pandemic, because they expect you to just walk up to them, extend your arm, and let them inject you with your method of death. Quote, vaccination is paving the way for us out of this crisis, and we're doing everything we can to take this path as quickly as possible, Spahn said. Now, what is their crisis? Their crisis, according to these New World Order types, these international Zionist Jews, these Bolsheviks, is that there's too many people. We got to get rid of people. It's right there in the Georgia Guidestone. They got to go from 7.4 billion people to under 500 million people, which means you got to get rid of about 95% of the human population. And this is the way for them to... It's paving the way for them out of this crisis, because this is a crisis. How are they going to get rid of all these people? They have a crisis on their hand. Oh, that's right. We'll fake a pandemic, and then we're going to inject them with the very things that will kill them in the near, medium, and long term. You know, they actually tell you what they're doing if you understand the actual language they're speaking in. Now, let's talk about how real this actual pandemic is over in IntelliHub. Virtually empty D.C., that means Washington, D.C., virtually empty D.C. area hospital captured on video as government media perpetuate COVID surge myths. Now, again, they're going on, all the hospitals are packed, all the intensive care units are packed, oh, they can't take anymore, ambulances are running everywhere, they got to bring in the refrigerated trucks for all the dead, because you're supposed to feel fear, fall on the floor, pull in the fetal position, and shit your drawers like a three-year-old with a bad case of diarrhea. But when somebody actually takes the time to go to these hospitals and look at them, it turns out they're fucking empty. Now, remember, what do hospitals do? Now, this goes back to I had a business professor. It was actually a business 101 course. It was interesting. He was talking about GM, but in fact, it applies to any business. So I'm going to take the same exact model he did. Instead of saying GM, I'm just going to say hospitals. Now, what is it that hospitals do? Tick-tock. Oh, that's right. The average person would say they take care of sick people. And now's where here's why I would push the red button for the buzzer. If I had wrong answer, oh, so sorry. Take him out to the stage. Yeah, right off the stage, chop his head off. Very good. Thank you. The correct answer is they make money because they are a for-profit organization. All these businesses are there to make money. The mechanism by which hospitals do it is through healthcare. The mechanism by which GM does it is to make cars. The mechanism by Hamilton Beach does it is to make appliances. But what they do is make money. And hospitals are no exception. They're there to make money. And one of the ways they make money is they actually adjust all of their wings, all of the divisions, whatever you want to call it, so that they have a 100% bed capacity or utilization at all times. Remember, every time there's an empty bed, and no matter what ICU unit you're talking about, what unit, what wing, what division, that's losing money. They want every bed filled all the time, 24/7, if they could do that, because an empty bed is losing money. So they adjust the flow. They understand what the normal patient load is, and so they make the number of beds available in a given wing to meet that patient load, so that they have enough beds to meet the patient load, but they don't have any empty beds. So they always want that 100% capacity, because that's how they adjust the number of beds in each wing. That's what they want. That's normal. That's what they're trying to achieve. When they have a 90% utilization, and you'll hear them talking about, oh, the ICU units, they're filled to 80% capacity, 85% capacity, it's filled to 90% capacity. That really means they're under their normal load, because their normal load would be 100% capacity of the beds being used. They don't want a single empty bed, ever. 24/7, if they could, would be the optimal business model. Now, of course, they can't always get that, but they know what the normal patient load is, and so that's how they adjust the number of beds available in each unit. So when you hear the media talking about all these units, they're at 70% capacity already, 80, 90, 95%. Well, that means they're still underutilized. What they want and what they set it for is 100%. Now, what most people don't know is, by federal law, hospitals have to be able to adjust for an overflow in case the patient load exceeds their normal load, for which they want 100%. They have to be able to accept up to 200% of the patient load. And that's by federal law. They have to be able to make that adjustment quickly. But they don't have to maintain it, because all them empty beds, in case there's a peak load, will lose money. So, just trying to emphasize to people, when the mass stupid media, the mass shill media, talks about these ICU wings or these divisions or units in the hospital being at 90% capacity, what they're really telling you is they're under capacity. They're underutilized right now because the hospitals designed them to be 100% utilization, not 90. Going on. Like that. That did that one. Covered that one. Let me go over here. Okay, I like this over in Investment Watch blog. The Army, that's in the as in U.S. Army, the Army is now meeting us to fill out forms when we land in New York City. What? It says here, now, this is a Twitter post by someone called Anna Kraken or something like that. She says, the Army is now meeting us to fill out forms when we land in New York City. And she's got a little video clip there of this occurring. For those asking, I've been traveling a lot and have only been asked to sign these forms when flying into New York City. All that includes JFK and LaGuardia. So if you want to avoid it, fly into New Jersey. So apparently now, when you go into New York City, when you land in one of these major airports, you may be met by Army soldiers demanding to know what you've been doing, where you've been, who have you seen, and you're going to have to fill out a form. Because this is Operation Global Enslavement, people, and the guys, the con, the fraud to get away with it, is this scamdemic. I like this one last oddity. Now, remember I talked about over in, what was it, the Netherlands? They were going to cull something like 10 million mink because, oh, they may catch the coronavirus. They didn't even say the animals had it because now you're talking about jumping species barrier and all like that, and there's all kinds of problems with that story. But, oh, no, they were worried about it getting it, so they were going to wipe out the entire mink population up there in the Netherlands, and then people were all up in arms about it, so he kind of backed off, but they did kill a lot, quite a few. In fact, let me see. It says, according to this, they did cull some 17 million of these poor mink. Now, here's an interesting side effect of that. Over in Scoopy Web. Millions of mutant COVID zombie minks will be dug up and burned to prevent pollution in Denmark after bizarre phenomena caused the animals' carcasses to rise from the ground. It says here, 17 million Danish mink were culled after the outbreak of mutant form of coronavirus. Remember, this is son of coronavirus 19. It's bigger, badder, more frightening. You're supposed to feel fear, fall on the floor, pull in the fetal position, and shit your drawers like a three-year-old with a bad case of diarrhea. They were coated in lime to help reduce the smell of decay and buried in shallow pits. But some of the minks, had begun rising through the ground as they fill with gas. 4 million minks will now be dug up and burned in waste incinerators. How's that for fucking bizarre? Millions! Oh, man, one can only imagine the smell. Now, there are some pictures. I'll tell you right now. You go to the pictures and you see this. It's just fucking heart-wrenching what they did to these poor animals. I mean, huge, open, slit trenches. Like they used to do in World War II after a massive battle. And there was literally hundreds, if not thousands, of dead soldiers laying on the field. And same thing they did in Vietnam. They would dig a slit trench, just push all the dead bodies in there, and then push the dirt over it. Well, they got the same thing here. Now, remember, they're going to do the same thing to all the people when they start dying from the vaccine. And they're going to blame it on the mutant COVID-19. Because they're going to say, well, the vaccine you got doesn't treat the COVID-19, or it does treat the COVID-19, but not this new, more powerful mutant son of COVID-19 virus. Oh, no, that's a different one. So when people are dying, it's not the vaccine killing them. No, don't think that for a second. The thousands and thousands of people who are going to be dying from the vaccine, no, it's the new son of COVID-19 virus that's killing them. And they're going to have to dig slit trenches, stop pushing the bodies into it. Because that's what's coming, people. Because that's the only way you can get rid of tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, and millions of people at once. There's no other way to do it except massive trenches. And that's what's coming. One last one. This is what I was looking up. Now, I was talking about money at the beginning of it and finances and the coming destruction of purchasing power. Two great articles over in King World News. I invite you to go over there and read them because they were both very good. Number one, Graez. The masses will see the total destruction of their assets. And now he's not talking about just money, which is a paper asset. He's talking about all paper assets, stocks, bonds, derivatives, mutual funds, insurance policies, whatever you got. If it's a paper asset, he's talking about the destruction of all of them. And he's right. Next item, right below it, the next article. They're lying to you. This is how terrifying the global economic collapse really is. Two keenly interesting articles if you want to understand what's going on and what's coming right at us like a freight train. Anyway, that's it for me. So unless there's any questions or comments, I'm going to hand this back to my friend, my mentor, and my mink buddy, Henry Shively. Going once, going twice. On you, Henry.
Poor minks.
Henry, it's awful what they did to these poor animals. Now, what I did not see is how did they euthanize all these poor minks? Did they just, so you know, sometimes what they do is they just put them in big crushers. They put them in there completely alive, all just stacked on each other, 50 deep even, you know, and there's a big hydraulic blade, and they just crush them. They just crush the life right out of them. It's horrible.
Wow. Well, we might as well end it here. You know, as this COVID-19 vaccines, these vaccines are going through the FDA and getting approved, they were kept telling us that when the vaccines all start, that the numbers of deaths are going to shoot up. I mean, I've read article after article that says it. I mean,
well, now Henry, that's not going to be the COVID the vaccine doing. That's going to be the son of COVID-19.
Well, of course it is. But I mean, here we are. You know, you've done the 1976 swine flu massacre. Here we are, 3,150 injuries in first week of illegal experimental COVID vaccines among American healthcare workers, pregnant women included. This is from a health. Impact News. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The first week of injecting American healthcare workers with experimental illegal Pfizer and RNA vaccines has resulted in over 3,000 of these healthcare workers reporting that they were injured to the extent that they could not continue on their jobs and perform normal activities, requiring care from a doctor or healthcare worker. Maybe we will fill those hospitals. This report.
So now wait, the healthcare workers that people need now need their own healthcare workers.
Exactly. I mean, and we saw, you know, like some of the shot with the needle that they didn't take the cover off the needle. I mean, we've seen that they're picking and choosing who they stick those needles in. This report is directly from the CDC and was published December 19, 2020. If the staffing issues and overwhelming at hospitals across the United States were being over-exaggerated in the pharma-controlled corporate media in recent weeks to install fear over COVID to the public, that is all about to change as the next phase of the experimental COVID vaccine trials is being conducted on the American public, starting with the healthcare workers this past week. Because according to the CDC report, the healthcare system just lost over 3,000 staff due to the experimental COVID vaccine and not COVID itself, because COVID don't exist. Using healthcare workers as the first human lab rats in the public was obviously planned from the start. Those trained in the dogma of the pharmaceutical industry, at least many of them were able to roll up their sleeves and get the experimental vaccine and be convinced that the side effects are quote normal and for the quote greater good. Because that is what their training has taught them. This will also lead to real hospital overcrowding as more and more of these healthcare workers will not be able to show up for work next week and probably the weeks ahead. And the pharmaceutical corporate media will spin this as being due to the rising cases of COVID to convince the general public to line up and get the vaccines. A self-perpetuating fucking murder machine is what it looks like to me. That being said, we're 22 minutes past the hour, and we're going to call it a program. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And we'll have more of this insane shit. John will have lots more and I'll have lots more. I mean, we could sit here all day long and just pour it all over you. We could have that, muddy elephant just shit, I mean, clear up until it's up around your neck. And anyway, I mean, keep your guns fucking in fucking top condition. I mean, get that son of a bitch clean. Have your knives ready. You better get ready to fucking fight because this whole thing's coming to a head. He's calling for those protests on December, I think, 9th. They're in D.C. They're trying.
January 6th.
January 6th? Well, they're pushing with everything they have to get a goddamn civil war started in this country, but the people aren't falling for it. Because you know why? Because the people aren't fucking falling for COVID. They're going to show, they're going to try and show you the tight shots, the camera shots. We talked about that for years. Oh, 90,000, 115% of the people just believe it and they're going to take the shot. Bullshit. They're not talking about the trouble they're already having, giving this shot out. And here we have 3,150 fucking injuries in the first week. I mean, what did you say that swine flu vaccine killed 10,000? What are they shooting for here? They're not putting that fucking shit in me, I can tell you that right now. And that is the word from the trenches.